At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Have you heard all this fuss about the product of USA labels that are going on to meat, poultry, and eggs? Not right away. It's a couple of years down the road. The federal government, bunch of different organizations that represent Canada's beef industry largely, really, really concerned about what it might mean for supply chains in North America and the integration of the market. Now, as I said, there's some time to try and intervene here and maybe get some changes that might help Canada along the way. Doesn't come into effect until 2026, but already a lot of people really concerned and want governments working on this in a big, big way. So let's get into the details and find out what's happening. We're going to speak with Michael Van Mosso, who is the professor of Food, Agriculture, and Resource Economics, University of Guelph. Michael, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me, Shay.
Okay, details here. The government in the United States is making some changes to the rules about what qualifies as a product of the USA or made in the USA labeling, right? That's what's happening here?
Yes, so product of the USA labeling, it's a voluntary thing, but has had some flexibility in it in the past, which has allowed product to flow back and forth between Canada and the U.S. What they're doing now is, in order to allow people to have that label, it's going to be much stricter. That animal has to be born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S., which means that some of the flows that happen between the U.S. and Canada may be restricted in the supply chain. So we import feeder cattle and export fed cattle, and so that animal might be born in the U.S., fed in Canada, and then harvested in the U.S. and not be eligible for those for that label. So what they're saying is it's as you restrict the criteria that it needs for that label, it means some of the natural flow of a highly integrated beef industry may be compromised, and it has the potential to hurt Canadian farmers, feeders, and it also has the potential to make beef more expensive in the U.S.
We know, I mean, it just puts up a barrier possibly for that integrated market that's existed. But Michael, like you said, it's voluntary. I guess the question I have is, how big of a deal is that product label? Like, I understand that, you know, you don't want to be excluded from any sort of market, but it's a voluntary. How important do you think it really is?
I think for some markets it will matter. I think in some cases we're seeing that packers are saying, well, we just need product, and so we're not going to go with that label. I think for some markets it makes a difference. If you look here in Canada, you know, we have programs to try and get people to eat Canadian beef. We have programs to try and get people to eat Canadian beef. We're trying to support our packing industry. And so, it makes a difference in some parts of the market. McDonald's says that they serve exclusively Canadian beef. So people think there is value in the marketplace. It will affect Canadian producers as we go forward, but the degree to which people use the label, because it could also restrict their access to cattle and to feedlots.
Yeah.
So I think that it won't be universal, but we will feel an impact.
Like you say, we've heard from Canadian Cattlemen's Association. They call this the most onerous rule in the world. They're very, very upset. What about on the other side? Because like you say, this would have an impact on the cattle industry in the United States, too. There's all kinds of integration. So have we heard anything from them yet?
Well, historically, this country of labeling or country of origin labeling has been of particular interest to cow-calf producers in the U.S. The packers and the feedlots have historically said, no, we have this relationship with Canada, they're not as keen on it. We haven't heard specifically recently from them, but I expect that at some point they will speak up as well. So it is sort of the RCAF group in the U.S. that has been a particular proponent of this. If you look at the packing industry, you know, most of our big packers in Canada are owned by companies that also have packing plants in the U.S. and they like the ability to move product around to manage capacity. So my expectation is we will hear from these folks. It's complicated, frankly, this year as we are in an election year and a presidential election year in the U.S. And so we might not get something like this resolved until after the election.
And Michael, like, the key here is 2026 is when they're sort of talking about doing this. So there's a pretty good time span in there to intervene and maybe get this changed. It sounds to me like if both sides of the border, the industry jumps in and gets involved and says, hey, this doesn't help anybody, there's a good chance that we might see this amended, altered, weakened in some way.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
As you said, there's lots of runway left. I'm hopeful that we can sort of recognize the integration of the Canadian market and perhaps allow for some flexibility there as opposed to imports from other parts of the world. As I said, this one has always been politically fraught and is probably more so this year in an election year. But the polarization in the U.S. makes this more difficult. But I'm hopeful that we will find a way to resolve it that makes sense for both the Canadian and the U.S. market.
Yeah, no doubt. Fingers crossed. Michael, as always, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you joining us.
Well, thanks and have a great day.
You too.